Each month, we chat with Fiona Sanford from Visionary UK, which is an umbrella organisation which represents sightless charities around the country, large and small. And today, we are looking at peer support. Now, Fiona, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Alan. Our members increasingly are asking us for help and support in looking at how they can involve people who have sight loss more than they currently do in developing their services, delivering their services, and in fact working for the organisation. So we're looking at things like recruitment, at trustees, and I suppose it's fair to say the numbers of people who are blind and partially sighted are low within the sight loss sector, which is maybe surprising to some people, but we have recently within Visionary set up our Blind and Partially Sighted Peer Support Forum. And with me today, I have Lucy Williams, who is our newest member of the Visionary team. And Lucy is our Partnership and Innovation Coordinator. And Lucy has sight loss herself, and she has taken this work forward, and she's very much a pioneer of our support forum. We also have Mark Upton, and Mark is a fairly recently appointed chief executive of Oxfordshire Association for the Blind.
Lucy and Mark, yeah, thanks to both of you for joining us. So Lucy, you know, this is quite a new project within Visionary, and as Fiona says, it's something which is vital, because when we do think about the amount of blind and partially sighted people who work within sight loss organisations, that, you know, it is quite a low figure.
Yeah, it is definitely. Yeah. So for Visionary members, it's around 7% of staff. So this is local organisations, which is obviously very low. I don't know, yeah, whether that comes as a shock to people listening or not. The peer support is really important. A lot of people who attend our forum from very small organisations who may not have colleagues with sight loss as well. So we wanted to set something up where all these people can meet and share experiences and support each other, because, like, so I have albinism, and when I first met someone with albinism, it was a really amazing experience. And I think there's nothing really like that, talking to people you can really relate to. We have a real broad range of people who attend, so in terms of a lot of frontline staff, but also some trustees and some CEOs like Mark.
It's an absolutely fantastic group to be a part of, and being part of Visionary as well, just being able to connect to, you know, other people with sight loss who are working in similar areas. And we all have, you know, quite a lot of common things to share, and some obviously negative things which people have experienced, but also surprisingly quite a lot of positive things as well, and just why we do the jobs we do, and didn't just join the sight loss sector because that was an easy route. I mean, if it was, there'd be a lot more than 7% people employed. It's not an easy route, and it can be challenging. It can be also extremely rewarding. It's a shame, really, because you look at history and disability history, and you look at the charitable model of disability, and it's been all about, you know, non-disabled people doing things for the poor disabled people. And I feel like we're getting to that point now where we're sort of undoing some of that, some of those attitudes. And you know, a lot of disabled people also have some of that attitude within them as well. And sometimes it's just understanding that history and being able to look at it and go, oh, actually, we, you know, it shouldn't be about, you know, people, particularly in the sight loss sector, need to be leading the way and need to be, you know, driving for the change as well as using the services. Even though I'm chief executive, it doesn't mean I know everything about what it's like to live with sight loss and how that should shape our organisation. And it certainly shouldn't be about me and you know, what I want to achieve. You know, I've got to keep listening to other people with sight loss.
It's all about everyone can learn from each other. There's not many blind and partially sighted leaders, but if the junior staff can see that, and we do have some of these CEOs in the group, then that really helps. It's the whole, like, if you can't see it, you can't be it. For example, a lot of people said that often when they've been working in the sector and people come along, they're presumed to be a volunteer, for example, which is a big thing. So but it's, if that person can turn around and be like, oh no, I'm employed here, then you know, that helps as well, and that helps the public to see, and a lot of people with sight loss see that this is a career they can do as well. So at the moment it's mostly for peer support, and further down the line as well we might be able to give some recommendations as well to their organisation, saying, oh, we discussed this, I think we could do X, Y and Z about that, for example.
It's early days at the moment, Fiona, but you know, how can you see what goes on in the group being taken, you know, further by Visionary, you know, that kind of work disseminated amongst your members as well? Because I suppose the idea really is to affect change out with Visionary and out with that group?
Absolutely. There's a sight loss sector-wide group, which is the Visual Impairment Charity Sector Partnership, which is most of the key national organisations who are active in the sight loss sector. And there's various work streams comes out of that group. And one of them is lived experience and talent nurturing. So every work stream has a chief executive sponsor. And I'm the sponsor of this one, which I'm really proud and privileged to be that sponsor. But I do very consciously make sure that I am not speaking on behalf of anyone who has sight loss. And I think much more powerful to have people with sight loss speak for themselves. So both Mark and Lucy are involved in that work stream. And I do think this is a time of change, Alan. You know, people are recognising the importance of having people with lived experience of whatever the issue is front and foremost when discussing these issues. This is a good time to be having these conversations.
Just finally, Mark, if there are any blind or partially sighted people living in the Oxfordshire area who would like to learn more about the services and support that's there from your organisation, how do they get in touch?
So our website is probably the best place, which is just oxeyes.org.uk, or people can find us on social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter, or they can give us a call on 01865 725 595. We're there to support and to encourage and to get people involved. That's what we're about.
Good luck with the new group for the moment to Fiona, to Mark and Lucy. Thanks to all of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.